Okay, you want a drum corps preview? Fine, I'll give you a drum corps preview. Whatever. Good morning again, Danny Valdez. Again, it is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Taking time away from the band stuff, let's talk drum corps real quick. The season starts tomorrow night. It starts tomorrow night somewhere in the Midwest. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Midwest preview or whatever. It's not in the theaters this year. We're paring this down because everybody's having financial troubles for one reason or another. It's the way drum corps is. That's fine. We're still going to support them. We're still going to buy your t-shirts. We're still going to donate to the gas can, or we're going to put money in the gas can or whatever we need to do. I wrote some bullet points down. This is what to expect this season. No, I'm not going to give you rankings of one through however many corps are left over. I don't even know anymore. But we'll go through some stuff, some talking points, some things to look at this year, and then we'll wrap everything up. It is the 11.5-minute one. It is probably longer than a normal drum corps show, but hey, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to put 11 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. When the duck quacks, that means I am out of time, and then I'm getting the F out of here because I am exhausted from professional HEB duties. So without further ado, let's do this. 11.5-minute preview starts right now. Welcome to the DCI 2023 season. So let's get after this. So first things first, everybody be safe out there. It is super hot, especially here in the state of Texas. Heat index, I checked earlier, was 145 degrees, enough to cook a nice breast of chicken, maybe baste it in some butter and garlic and thyme and rosemary or whatever Ramsey told me to do on the YouTube video. Fine. Everybody be safe out there. I hope all the members are well taken care of, well hydrated, well fed, all that funny stuff. Not really funny stuff, but all that stuff. Whatever. Okay. Attrition. 5 out, 2 in. Here's what we did. Shadow Drum Corps, Open Class Corps, ceased operations. Legends Drum Corps, not participating in 2023, trying to figure out whether they're coming back or not. Blue Devils B decided to do a California-based regional tour. So they are not going to World Championships this year. And of course, as we all know, the Vanguard organization, the Vanguard Cadets, the current reigning defending DCI Open Class Champions, are not doing things this year. they are taking the year off. Still some debate about whether they're coming back. More on that later. And then, of course, the Santa Clara Vanguard is taking the year off to get finances and all sorts of other stuff in line. So 5 out, but we gained 2 back. Seattle Cascades, Spirit of Atlanta are back after taking the year off for various reasons. various reasons. I hope we all learned our lesson. I hope we don't have to have another talking to again. I hope we don't have to have another weird Zoom call where, you know, whatever. I hope those organizations are great. I hope that the members are safe. I hope everything's taken care of financially and that we can move forward and actually participate in some drum corps stuff. I don't know if you know this, but every drum corps that is competing this year, however many are left, I didn't count, doesn't matter. They have been in spring training for the last 7.5 months, it seems. It has been a very long long training season that is done by design. We are trying to pare things down now because finances are super tight. Gas is expensive. Bus companies want their money. Not just payment up front, but like they want their past money too. We know organizations that have had issues with bus companies and all sorts of stuff. We hear one story, then you hear another story, and you don't know which one to believe, and it just sows distrust amongst regular drum corps fans that actually care about this activity and being able to thrive for years and years and years and years and years down the road. So spring training going on. So theoretically, if we have more in spring training, the shows that are going to be coming down at least the next week as drum corps start to make their season go forward, that is hopefully we see a more polished product than we've seen in years past. Maybe some more complete shows. Maybe some, you know, maybe we don't, you know, put on tag endings or something like that. I know some groups are going to do that because they save the actual ending for later in the season where, you know, whatever scheme you got to hatch, whatever silks you got to bring, whatever set pieces you got to add, whatever props you got to do, whatever lighting effects you have to do in order to to increase your points later in the season, or whatever you think is going to work in order to get you into finals, or get you into the medal position, or get you into semifinals, or whatever it is. So I know programs are going to still do that, but we should, at least in theory, and it's going to be really interesting to see if programs are going to actually, if the drill is going to be cleaner, if the brass line is going to sound better, if the percussion is going to sound more together, if the color guy is going to be more together in the early season than in years past because of this extra time they are doing with the spring training. This season is going to go by very quickly. We're starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 28th. Last year, I believe it started like the 25th or something like that. So it's like three less days if we're actually counting of drum corps stuff. The season's going to go by very fast. I remember a time, a long, long, long time ago, when the DCI show for the BOA or the Music for All Summer Symposium was like 2 weeks into the season. It wasn't like the second show of the season. By the way, one of the best shows you're ever going to see in your entire life. I really recommend you actually go see it live, because those campers really make everything go, and they bring an energy to the crowd and to the programs and to the shows that is completely unmatched in any activity that I've ever seen. It's really, really, it's such a neat experience, and I'm glad I got to experience that live once years and years and years ago. So, shorter season, so what do we need to do? We got to make the right changes at the right time. And there's less time. It feels like there's less time to do that in. So the groups that are going to end up making finals, the groups that are going to push semifinals through the open class scores, the groups that are going to try to be in the top 15 going into semifinals, the groups that are going to be in finals, the groups that are going to challenge for a medal positions, the ones that are going to make it have to be the ones that make the right changes at the right times. You have your product, you have a vision of how it's supposed to look, you put it out on the field. If it's not scoring well or it doesn't flow like the way you want to, you got to make those decisions. You got to make everything as there is a push to be as competitive as possible. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Try to get those scores up. Try to do what you can. Try to make that product a whole thing instead of something that, you know, judges are going to be able to poke holes through for design or performance issues or whatever. Now, speaking of the shows, it seems like there's a more concentrated push this season for drum corps to be competitive as possible, while still trying to hold on to their roots, whether that is in the show design, or not necessarily show design, but in their uniform design, in drill sets, in music, or whatever they need to do. But they're trying to give a modern twist on a lot of things. So you're going to see a lot of things that sound like, oh, well, yeah, that sounds like them. Oh, yeah, that really sounds like that. Oh, well, that really looks like them. But their uniforms look completely different than what you saw maybe 10 years ago or something like that. So there's a lot of programs that have to do that. They have to do that competitively, because hashtag competition. And then they have to also cater to their hardcore fans, the alumnus, the alumni base, because those are the folks that are giving them money right now. Corporate sponsorships are very hard to come by in a niche activity. So you gotta appease the alumni, the people that, you know, marched with you 40 years ago or whatever, that you have to appease to them somehow, some way. And one of the ways you do it, excuse me, is to try to create a show that they're going to be proud of and that they will want to support. Now, with that being said, we have some groups this year, like Phantom Regiment and some other groups, that have just kind of thrown caution to the wind. Like, hey, you know what? We got to do something. This is the year we're going to actually do something different. This is something that we're going to shatter preconceived notions of what we really are and what we do, in the hopes that people will accept who we are now, which is perfectly okay. I have no problem doing that. Madison Scouts did that last year. I have no problem with that at all whatsoever. I really respect groups that actually take chances in their show design, that actually do that and actually are willing to step outside that comfort zone, that step outside that box, instead of something they do over and over and over and over again. I totally get it. Cool. Something you want to notice here. By the way, the Blue Devils are going to win the championship. If that's what you were looking for, if that's what you waited for, I don't care. Fine. Blue Devils are going to win the championship. If you're betting against them, fine, whatever. We can talk about that later. Hit me up at the end of August. Social media games. The social media game, through almost top to bottom for every core, even the open class course, has been stepped up so much, because they're trying to get you, these drum corps are trying to get you to love their show without actually playing notes and showing you drill and all that stuff. All they're trying to get you to fall in love with their show before the first contest happens. They need that. They need the crowd on their side. I love that. I dig that. I appreciate that. A lot of social media people are being hired back after they were furloughed after 2020 and the whole pandemic thing. People were cutting down costs. Social media people were one of the last people to, were one of the first people to get the axe on that. Now groups are starting to realize that they need the social media game. They got to play that game. So they started hiring social media interns. They started hiring people to record rehearsals and speak with members and really give people like an inside track of what they're all about, because they need you on their side, not just to support them with your applause, but to support them financially. Buy their t-shirts, donate money if you can, volunteer if you can. And then for the ones that are actually compete, that are still of the competitive age that can actually go there, now I'm building my roster. I'm actively building my roster of people that are going to audition the second the season ends. So that's something important there. We got to be wary though, because the way society is now and the way social media is now, it's almost too easy to fall in love with one group and then just completely dismiss and hate on, and everybody else is stupid. My group is doing the right thing and that's it. And, whatever. This has the potential to be a little bit more divided than the season has the potential to be a little bit more divided than previous seasons because of the social media effect, because you're just, you got your favorite core. They're giving you content every single day. Hey, we got this. Here's this report. Hey, this is what we're doing here. Hey, guess this. We had Dino Nuggets for lunch. Hey, we had Dino Nuggets for dinner. Hey, we had Dino Nuggets for breakfast. Who the hell's feeding us all these effing nuggets? So that is something to pay attention to. Yes, if you have a favorite group, great. Support them. Do your thing. Don't discount other groups from their accomplishments. Don't let that happen. We need this activity to grow. We need this art form to stay alive. The way we do that is that we have to support each other. You can have your favorites, go right ahead, but telling me that everybody else is stupid and this, and then it's criminal that they didn't do that. Stop that crap. It's over. That is BS right there. Stop it. Have your favorite group, support them, cheer for them, do what you need to do, but always keep an open mind to what everybody else is doing, because there's going to be some fantastic shows out there. There's some fantastic talent out there. Everybody is trying to one up the game year after year after year, trying to get higher and better and faster. Blue Devils are going to win the championship this year. Sorry, probably less than what they had last year. They won by 7 points last year. They'll probably win by 4.5 this year. Fine, whatever. Captions could go all over the place. We don't know. Since Vanguard isn't here, there's going to be an extra final spot. Who's going to get it? If you want it, go get it. Stop complaining online and go after it, damn it. Duck, thank you so much. I am out of here. That's your Drum Corps preview. Thank you so much for watching. Buy your tickets. Support the people. Support the merchandise. Support the groups. Send care packages. Do whatever you want. I know I went over time. I don't care. It's my show. I get to do what I want. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.